it soft.
All right. What about thick sour milk that you kept on hand?
Butter milk?
Well, this is, you use it in cooking. You deliberately let it get sour.
Right. You could. You can take sweet milk and let it sour, you know, homemade homogenized milk, let it sour, work it.
I was really thinking of clabber. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah, the clabber milk. Yeah, I had a clabber. Yeah.
Is that the same thing as buttermilk?
Well, you know, clabber milk will go right into buttermilk, you know, if you want to make it. You can take the milk that's soured and do that with it.
Okay. What would you call a kind of cheese you'd make out of clabbered milk?
Clabbered milk? Cottage cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And what would, if you just milked by hand, what would you do to it to get the impurities out?
Strain it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what would you call a dessert that's baked in a deep dish with a crust on top? And apples?
It's like a banana pudding, if I can put a frosting on it.
But it's not a pudding, though. It's apples and crust.
Oh.
Baked in a deep dish.
Not filling. What do you call it?
Well, I call it cobbler myself.
Oh, cobbler. You make cobbler, you know, your strips of your flour, make it up your dough, then put strips on it. You call it cobbler?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you make it. Oh, if you better make, you make a cobbler pie that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, good.
We'll make a cobbler. All the apples or peaches and so on.
What would you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pie or a cake?
A sweet liquid. Chocolate.
Chocolate what?
Syrup.
All right, good enough. And a food taken between regular meals is a...
snack.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, this morning I did what to breakfast at 7 o'clock? I...
did what to breakfast?
Meaning
I eat breakfast.
Well, this morning I... today I eat breakfast. Yesterday I...
eat breakfast.
And tomorrow I... no, I'm sorry.
I have eaten breakfast.
All right.
I got it.
Let's see.
Hey,
oh, dear. And if you just were thirsty and you didn't want anything hot, you might go to the sink and pour your... you wouldn't go to the sink. You'd get it out of the refrigerator and pour yourself a...
a drink.
Of what?
Well, say milk.
Well, this distilled stuff you were telling me about is...
oh, distilled water.
Yeah, and what would you put it in?
A glass.
Okay, and if the glass fell off the sink, it would...
spill.
But if the glass fell off...
it would break.
And so yesterday it...
I broke the glass.
And I have...
broken a glass.
And if I ask you how much water did you drink, you would say I...
drink a pint or a glass of water.
Mm-hmm. And you might ask me, how much water have you?
Have you drunk?
Okay. And what would you say if you went into the dining room and the food was ready and everybody was just standing around? You would say...
let's eat.
So therefore...
we would sit down and eat.
Okay. And so then he... then he...
sat down.
Okay. And he has.
And he has sat down.
All right. And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes were passed to him, you would say, go ahead and...
please pass the potatoes.
You don't want him to pass them. You want him to... the potatoes are sitting in front of him, and before he passes them, you want him to...
have some potatoes.
So go ahead and blank yourself.
Yeah, go help yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and
okay.
So then he went ahead and...
helped himself.
And he has.
And he has helped himself.
And if you decided not to eat the potatoes, you would say, no, thank you, I don't...
I don't eat potatoes.
Okay, good enough.
I don't care for the potatoes.
All right, you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew.
And his throat was sore. He could chew the piece of meat, but then he couldn't...
couldn't swallow.
Or putting an it after that, he couldn't...